Joining us in Spacious Studio 7A are friends among the main troop greeters. And among them is our very good friend, Julia Muncy, to introduce us whom you've gathered around our table in Spacious Studio 7A this morning, Julia.
Well, good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. Thanks for having us. Today we have Kathy Zarnecki and Gil Corey, who are the co-chairs for the Maine Troop Greeters Museum campaign.
Terrific. Great to have you back in our studio, Kathy. Gil, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rick.
Also on our PDQ Tour telephone line this morning, you've got Scott Quint, who's the project manager with Sheridan Corporation. Met this guy before. Hey, Scott, welcome to our program.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Scott.
Everybody's
Scott.
Happy. They're okay. Warm.
Julia, why are we here? What's the great news about the Maine Troop Greeters? What's going on?
Well, we are so excited to announce that construction has started at Bangor International Airport for the Maine Troop Greeters Museum. As you know, we've been working for a long time to get this museum built. And thanks to the hard work of Sheridan, construction has started and we're well on our way to completion.
Troop greeters. Everybody knows about the troop greeters and we've had the movie and everything, but are we still active? Is it still going on today?
It is still going on. Maybe not quite as often, but they are still coming in and we are still there waiting for them.
It's amazing to us, Gil, how much memorabilia that the troop greeters have gathered over these many years. And now we need a place to put all of that so we can remember all of this, correct?
That's right, Rick. We had the experience back all the way back through Desert Storm where memorabilia was turned over to us at that time. And slowly, as the years went by, the memorabilia disappeared. And we started to realize a few years ago that with what was going on since 2003, we didn't want that to happen again. Mm-hmm. So out of that came the idea, let's try and preserve this, honor the memory of the people who gave it to us. The museum is dedicated to those who served. And so on that basis, we've undertaken this project. We're almost 4 years into it, and now we're down to a little more than a month away from opening up the museum.
Scott Quint, the project manager from Sheridan Corporation. The whole thing is on your, it's in your corner now, right?
Yes, it is, George. Yes, we're working with a great group of subcontractors to complete the project. We're putting the finishing touches on the display cases. Tempered glass will be installed soon. And then once we have our portion completed, then the troop greeters can take it from there and start installing the items that will be displayed.
But Julia, this just doesn't happen. Money has to come from somewhere. And as we understand, the Maine troop greeters may need a little help getting over the finish line.
Yeah, exactly. So we have launched our GoFundMe campaign to help us get over the finish line and get this museum built. The goal for the GoFundMe campaign is $25,000. And that will help us get over the last part of our construction budget. And, the troop greeters are known far and wide. There have been so many people that have come through here. The work that they do is just amazing. So we've put this out through social media. If you want to donate, you can go to our Facebook page and click on our GoFundMe campaign, or you can go to the Maine Troop Greeters Museum.org website and you can donate through there. So we know that with everybody together, we can get over this last little bit of fundraising for our construction phase of the campaign.
Gil, 1.5 million. Soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, female, male, officers, enlisted, it all comes through. I was out there a few times when many were there, and they seemed almost surprised that people would be doing this. Was that your experience?
Yes, it's it's a difficult experience to try to relate to. You have to be there, actually, to experience it, of course, and it's gratitude is probably the predominant feeling that you get from the other side, genuine gratitude. And, it's one of these experiences that, once you've done it, you know you've done something good because of what you feel from the other side. So it's a very satisfying type of a thing to experience. Hey, if you're having a bad day or not a good day and you go through it, hey, You leave the airport with a bounce in your step, I'll tell you that.
Kathy, we've got a goal, but we also have a deadline here because Veterans Day is on the way. Am I reading this right? An aggressive goal of raising $25,000 in the next 6 weeks?
Yes, sir. And you know what? We will do it.
Well, okay.
I'm not going to fight her.
Okay, let me ask. How will we do it? Or do we just take you out and put you in front of everyone and
yes,
your demeanors?
Exactly.
Hey, you know
exactly.
what? That would work too. But
let's go to Scott. Scott, I know you have to have cases, and it has. You know, I don't know much about construction, but it's not just regular plate glass. You have to have tempered glass. You have to have special things, and I suppose also environmentally, it's got to be right for the things that are inside. What kind of obstacles did you have to overcome?
Sure. You know, it's an existing building, existing conditions. You know, it's not just cut-and-paste kind of work. Everything is custom-made, custom-built. You have to field verify your dimensions before you start. And each contractor, each item that goes in there is a special order and special-made. So it takes a lot of coordination. It's gone very well. You know, we've worked with the Bangor Airport in the past, and we're going to have a successful project here very soon.
That's Scott Quint, the project manager from Sheridan Corporation. Also in studio, Kathy Czarnecki and Gil Corey, the campaign co-chairs of the Help Us Get Over the Finish Line campaign. Julia Muncy, remind us again how someone can lend their support to the Maine Troop Greeters to meet this aggressive November 10th deadline.
You can visit our Facebook page and click on the GoFundMe campaign, which was just created, or you can go to MaineTroopGreetersMuseum.org and donate that way, or you can just send us a check. There are a number of ways for you to donate, and we'd be happy to help you make that happen.
So we're going to take all that we have. Do you have a number of how many items that are available to, I mean, you're going to have to select, right?
Yes, we have to select the items that are, actually we've done that process already, but we select them. The count, well, you know, as I would have it, we have over 30,000 pieces of memorabilia that we have gathered throughout the year.
I know patches are important.
Patches, we have them everywhere. We have them up on the ceiling because the thing is, when they come in, the troops come in and see, they're happy. And we have over 2,200 patches.
Wow.
I think the learning component to this, Gil, is going to be fabulous. We're going to be able to not only welcome people to this museum and they will see history, we're going to be able to bring kids there.
Absolutely. There is an educational aspect to this. You know, history seems to be forgotten so easily these days. It's we were just talking before we went on the air here about news, and we're deluged with what's going on in the world, and we soon forget. And so this is going to be a way of maintaining these memories for many, many years to come. And it's going to be ongoing. This is not going to end on Veterans Day this year. The additions to this museum will be continuous.
Scott, I guess in a layman's term, when you're doing the revamping out there, is this a perfect case of measure twice and cut once?
Absolutely. Yeah, wouldn't do it any other way.
Or those TSA guys are going to come over and start asking questions, right?
We've been so lucky to work with an incredible group of people, you know, led by Sheridan. We've worked with Prospect Designs in Portland, who has done the design for the museum. Eric Jorgensen has helped us curate and write the story of the museum. It's really been an incredible group effort to get this done. We've worked with Holden Cabinetry, you know, local people, and and everybody has been so generous. You know, Rick, you talk about the fundraising and whatnot. Everyone has put something into this museum, which is so representative of what the Troop Greeters are all about.
Kathy, I'm going to ask you something, and it's a leading question. If we fail in our goal of raising $25,000 in the next 6 weeks to meet this construction plan, if we fail at this, in a way, we're kind of failing all of those soldiers that came through. In a way, we're failing all of the people that got up in the middle of the night, early morning hours, late night hours, who got there to greet soldiers. And we're failing ourselves in not preserving history.
Absolutely right. A lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of love went into what we do. And this is why we cannot let it fail. It will not fail. We'll continue to do what we have to do to make sure that everything is a success.
I was wondering, you know, if somebody that came through was greeted, went back to civilian life, and maybe happen to fly through Bangor International Airport as a civilian later on. Have any of them come up to you or anybody else and said, "Hey, I was a soldier, and when I came through, you shook my hand, you gave me a free drink or whatever, and you gave me a room to go to." Have you met some of those?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the goodwill beyond preserving the memorabilia and what we're doing in greeting troops. One of the side effects of all of this is the goodwill that's been spread throughout the United States for Bangor, Maine. We've had many stories of members of troop greeters telling us they've traveled to other parts of the country, and the question would be, well, where are you from? Bangor. Oh, my God, my brother went through there 4 years ago and was greeted. So it's a story that has done very, very well for the community.
Scott, final question to you, and that is, we're ready to raise the money. We're ready to see that if Kathy has any saying it, we're going to raise that money like that. I don't know. She's not a genie. She's going to cross her arms and blink her eye. But are your crews ready to get this thing done in time?
We are, yes. We actually we meet with the troop greeters in the airport every Tuesday. I'm headed there shortly. We go over the remaining items on the timeline and schedule. Great communication and cooperation, and we'll get it done.
Well, thank you for being on the phone with us here today, and good job. And Julia Muncy, thank you for being in and bringing your guests in here today.
Remind us one more time where we go to maybe lend our support to the Help Get Us Over the Finish Line campaign, Julia.
MaineTroopGreetersMuseum.org, or visit us on our Facebook page and click on the GoFundMe site.